Okay, we are doing today Yevamos Daf Kuf Tezvav. We're in the start of the Perek Isha Shehalcha, also known as Ha'isha Shalom, and on top, because a few prakam ago we had Ha'isha Rabbah. So we have to be mechalik between the prakam that start off with the word Ha'isha, so the top of the Gemara has different names for it. But anyway, we are going to start four lines from the bottom. That's where it was gotten up to yesterday. From the word mapolas. Four lines from the bottom, kuf yud aleph mabez. Second word on the line, mapolas. The Mishnah started to describe when is the woman believed about testimony that her husband's died. She comes, the Mishnah spoke about that she and her husband went away, and was there peace in the world, was there not peace in the world? She came back and said, my husband died. Is she believed to say, to get remarried, or to marry the brother, to do Yibam? And the Mishnah described that when there is war in the world, so that is a Reyasa. That makes it worse, because if there's war in the world, we assume, you know, maybe she didn't actually see her husband die. Maybe she is estimating, bididami. Maybe she is assuming that, you know, there's war in the world, and if so many other people got killed, so it must be that Mustafa, my husband, also. So that's a reyasa, and we would be more hesitant to believe her in that case. And the Gemara brought in other situations when, do we say, you know, these cases also, there is a reyasa, there is something, there is a situation where we assume that she might estimate instead of seeing for sure. So we spoke about the famine yesterday, and now the Gemara speaks about a number of other cases. Four lines from the bottom. Mapoles harehu kimelchama. The building falls down. Also, it's like the situation of war. De'amra b'dedami. Because if the building falls down and she might not have seen her husband die, and she might say, you know what, he died. Even though it's based on circumstantial evidence, and therefore we don't believe her. Again, as we'll see, we do rely on unusual testimony when it comes to Eidus Isha, but that's only where there was a Re'iyah, where there's one aid, Isha mi pi Isha, aid mi pi aid, and we'll talk about other cases where we rely on unusual, usually unacceptable testimony, but there's got to be testimony. Here, we assume that there is no testimony, it's just that the woman estimated the husband might have died, even though she might not have seen it. Again, this line was very important for the 9/11 cases. Mapoles. If you know, you didn't see, but there was Vadai. All the posts about to talk about it. If they were above the plane, that was more of a reason, because obviously nobody got out from above the plane. But if you're under the plane, the person went in and you didn't see them come out. Is that bididami? Is that something more than bididami? Again, the postkim had to decide in every case. Okay. Continuing, shiluach nechashim va'akrabim. What if there was a outbreak of snakes and scorpions? Again, harei hein kemelchama. That's like a melchama. She comes and says, my husband was bitten by a snake. So again, harei kemelchama t'amr b'dedami. Because we assume that she would, again, estimate, even if she didn't see bevadai. The Shulchan Aruch quotes, the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Yuzayin. In Eben Ezer, Siman Yuzayin, it's a very long siman about all the Eidus Isha halachas. So there the Shulchan Aruch says, Isha Sh'amar meis ba'ili tachas ba'poles, Eidin ha'menes. Woman says, my husband died under the building that broke, Eidin ha'menes, v'cheinam ha'yashi luach nechashim, v'akrabim. Also, if there were snakes and scorpions, and my husband got bit by a snake, Eidin ha'menes. Shema tismoch daita al rov anashim, shemezu kach b'nashicha. Maybe she'll say, you know, it must be that his fate was just like everybody else's fate. But the Nosei Kelim here, both the Beis Shmuel and the Chalkas Mechokek point out, this is only when there's an outbreak. Like we just said, there's a shiluach nechashim akrabim. There's a whole group of snakes and scorpions out of the loose. If one person got bitten by a snake, two people, and then she says, my husband also, then we believe her. That we believe her, because that's not a bididami. What's a bididami case? Where it happened to everybody, it must have happened to my husband too. But if it's only one person, two people, very few people got bitten by a snake, and then she says it, then we would believe her, because that's not a case of bididami. Then we would assume that she actually saw it. Dafka krei mishulache berov b'nei adam, avalam nashach echad mehem, ubasa ishtov amrai dey shichas nechash beis b'ayli, that she would be ne'emenus, upashur tu, says the chalkas b'choke. Okay, what about Dever? Three lines from the bottom. So Dever, there was a plague it's a plague, pestilence, some type of plague. So that is unclear. Amrila Hareyoka Mochama, Amrila Enika Mochama. Some say it is like Melchama, meaning we assume also she'll say, just like other people died from this plague, so too my husband did also. Or others say, no, Dever is different. When it comes to sickness, when it comes to plague, it's not like war. She'll be exact. She won't lie. Amri la, harehi ka melchama, to amri bidadami. Some say, it is like melchama, kosher say bidadami. V'amri la, ina ka melchama, why? What's the reason for it being different? The samchi ad amri inshi, because we rely on what people say, the saying, shev shnin havi mosna, the inish below shani lo azel. 7 years somebody could be sick, and he's not going to die before his time. Meaning when it comes to sickness, when it comes to plague, people realize that they don't estimate when a person is going to go, when a person is going to pass on. They're very exact and they hope for the best. And when it happens, it happens. So that's why Dever, we say, is Eina Kemelchama. Interesting, the Aruch Lener is Meir that you see on the side, where, this, where else does this line come up in Sha'as? Sanhedrin Chavtes. That's by Edim. When Bezdin is Ma'ayim, scares Edim to make sure they tell the truth, they say, you know, if you're Meir Sheker, you're going to bring Dever to the world. You're going to bring pestilence to the world, so you better not be made sheker. So the Gemara there, I think Ravashi, one of the Amoram say back, but what do you mean? The Edom know that Shev Shanin have a Mosna, right? They quote the line, meaning the Gemara there quotes the line to explain why the Edom still might lie. Here, the Gemara is bringing the line to explain why we would assume the Isha is telling the truth. There, the Gemara brings the line to say, you know what, the Edom might lie anyway. They're not going to be scared of the Dever, because they'll say, you know, nobody dies before his time. So yeah, and here's an explanation exactly how he put the two together, but it's interesting, here it's used to explain why she's telling the truth, there it's used to explain why the Edim would still lie. Interesting how the Rambam formulates this halacha in Hilchas Gerushin Yud Gimel Zayin. What happens if Dever comes to the world? Ne'emenes, she is believed. Shehadaver pashut b'fi kol adam shebishnas hadever zechai v'zemes. When it comes to Dever, when it comes to a plague, everybody knows that some live and some die. Ve'efshar sheyamusu b'dever na'arim chazakim, v'yinatzlu hazakenim hacholim. There's no rhyme or reason when a plague comes. You could have healthy, young, robust individuals that don't make it, and you have elders who are very weak who do make it. So there's no rhyme or reason, there's no logic when it comes to certain plagues, says the Rambam. Ulafiza ain't choshesh in law. That's why we're not choshesh that she's going to assume that her husband died, because everybody knows that. When it comes to war, okay, that's one thing. When it comes to a building falling down, when it comes to this case, you know, everybody knows that there's no rhyme or reason for it, says the Rambam, and therefore, you know, she's not going to make any assumptions. Interesting also, I think I mentioned this one time before, the Gemara here is being mechalik between sickness and wartime in terms of time of death. When it comes to sickness, the person doesn't die before their time. When it comes to war, you know, that's something separate. There's a pasuk in Shmuel Aleph, where the whole second half of Shmuel Aleph is Shaul HaMelech running to try to get rid of David, and David trying to explain to Shaul that I'm not trying to make you upset, I'm just following HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So one of the stories, David HaMelech, goes into the camp of Shaul, and when Shaul was sleeping, to try to again prove to him that he's L'shem Shemayim, and Avishai, one of David's generals, is there, and he says, Avishai says to David, let's take care of him, he's sleeping now, let's take care of him already. HaKadosh Baruch Hu obviously wanted to be sleeping now, so you can get rid of him. So David HaMelech says, I'm not going to touch the Mashiach Hashem. I'm not going to touch. A number of times David HaMelech had the opportunity and he didn't touch. Vayomer David al Avishai in Perek Chavav. David says to Avishai, Al tashli seyu, don't touch Shaul. Why? Ki mishalach yadav b'mashiach Hashem enika. Who will touch the anointed one of Hashem? And here's the pasuk. Vayomer David, Chai Hashem, I swear, ki im Hashem yigafenu, o yomo yavo v'meis, o b'milchama yirid v'nispeh. What are these three Lashonos? David HaMelech says, Hashem's going to hit him, or his day will come and he will die, or in war he will fall. So what's David saying? Just David say, Hashem will take care of him. So the Ralbag there says, again it's a little controversial Ralbag, but it says there are three ways that a person's day comes. Three ways. David HaMelech is alluding to all three. Says the Ralbag, Im Hashem yigafenu ratzalomar lahamiso below ito al tzad haonesh. Hashem will take care of him to punish him. O yomo yavov ameis. What does that mean? His day will come. Haketz hamugba lo lichyos. Kizeh haketz mischalef lefi eis aleda. The day that was katsu for him from when he was born. Oba milchai mal yavo. Yeraid. Rutzalomar, what's the third way in war? Shahu ba'atzmo mitzad bechiraso. Yisaviv sheyamas below ito. A person has the power to put himself into a situation where his end will come before the time that was katsuv. You're going to cause Hashem to do a nes for you? Not every HaKadosh Baruch doesn't do nesim for everyone. Right, he says, and that's why, yesterday's parasha, there's a mitzvah makkah. Why is there a mitzvah makkah? The person's not going to fall off unless he's supposed to fall off. The answer is no, says the Ralbag. If there's a makam sakana, so then it's dangerous. He says, Kiipo hanofel mimenu, Rashi quotes, you're supposed to be nofel, and you're just magalgan chovel dechayiv. This is the Ralbag. Again, this is I don't think this is the mainstream shita. Mainstream shita is, it makes us also, it's for our emuna. Kadosh Baruch Hu watches over everybody, and when the time comes. The Ralbag says, it's meduyik though, you're machalik between melchama and other things, just like our Gemara. Our Gemara is machalik between Dever and Melchama. When it comes to Dever, sickness, okay, it's not going to be before his time. Melchama! Melchama, bitadami, people are going to say it happened. Right, so it's machalik between these two. There's the Ralbag and Shmuel Aleph, Perach Chavav, Pasuk Yud. Chavav Yud. Just along these lines, another unusual sheet. Again, Rova Mefarshim don't say this. The Arachayim HaKadosh in Vayeshev, where it says that, and this is talked about by the Mefarshim a little bit, where Reuven says, let's save Yosef. Let's not kill Yosef, let's save him. So what do? You throw him into the pit of scorpions and snakes. That's saving him. Vayatzilehu miyadam. Great savior with friends like these. You know. So what kind of salvation is that? So says the Arachayim HaKadosh. No, there's a difference between people and animals. Says the Arachayim, Levisha Ha'adam Bal Bechira V'Ratzon V'Yachol Laharog L'mi Shalon Ischayiv Misa. Similar to that Ralbag. A person has the authority, he's a Bal Bechira. Masha'ein Kein Chayos Ra'os Lo Yifgu'u Ba'adam Im Lo Yischayiv Misa L'Shamayim. Animals won't be able to touch you unless you're Chayiv Misa V'Shah. So Reuven says, I'll put him in and HaKadosh Baruch Hu watches over him. If it's not his time yet, nothing's going to happen. V'hu Amar V'yatzileu Miyadam Mirish Miyad HaBechiri. He saved them from their hands, the brother's hands. U'bezeh Sasar Omro V'nira Ma'yeh Chalamosav. Fine, so he continues. But again, these are the minority shitas. The majority shitas, we believe, and most Mepharshim say that there's a time katsu for everyone, may have Esrim, and nothing will happen before that time. Yeah. Right. Before Tachlin, right, exactly. Before Tachlin, we say David HaMelech said, "I'd rather have you, Hashem, than to have people, right? Because people won't have Rachmanis on me." Exactly. So there is an idea here, but we have to know exactly how much to take it, because we also believe that Kadosh Baruch Hu watches over us. The big sugi is in Makkah. They discuss it. Ki yupol hanofel mimenu. Okay, let's continue. Last line, bottom line of the Gemara. Kuf yadal adam abeis. Iboy lohu. Hechzika hib melchama ba'olam mahu. So we just said in the Mishnah and the Gemara that if there's war going on in the world, that's a reisa. And that makes us less likely to believe her, because if there's a war, she probably estimated. Let's say we don't know there's a war. No newspapers, no radio in those days. She comes to Bethlehem and says, you know what, there's a major war going on here. It's a major war going on here, but you know what, my husband died. My husband died in that war. She's the one that told us that there's a war in the world. So do we say that this is different? Usually, you're right, there's a war in the world. We don't believe her. But here, she's the one that told us. She's the one that was machzik melcham in the world. Mi amrinan, do we say, ma la l'shaker? You know, what she probably did not lie. De'ibai amr shalom ba'olam. There's a reason for us to believe her, because she could have just as easily said, There's peace in the world. And therefore, the fact that she said, there's war in the world, this is what's called an halacha, l'chora a migu. Migu means she could have done something better, and the fact that she didn't do something better reflects that she must be telling the truth. A, o dilma, or do we say no? Kiva de ichzaga, I remember the dummy. No, but once there's war in the world, then we could automatically already say that she estimates, she doesn't wait to see exactly whether her husband died. Below asi, mali l'shaker, marches kasei. And the migu, the power, the the idea that she could have said something better, that koach that she has does not overrule the chazaka that people say be the dummy when it comes to wartime. So that's the kasha of the Gemara. Do we say, if she's the one that is machzik milchama in the olam, do we say that we believe her in that case because it's different? Or do we say, no, once there's milchama in the world, we say that she is not believed. The Rishonim here, Tosfos, Anamid Beis, Dibur Maskal Mi'amrinan, and others say, this is an unusual migu. Usually, what's a migu? Believe me what I said, Taina A, because I could have said Taina B, and I must have consciously done that, so therefore you have to believe me. But says Tosfos, what's going on here? What's our chshash here? Our chshash here is that she's going to unconsciously not tell the truth. It's not going to be bedafka. She's going to see milchama and she's going to say, oh, my husband must have died. It's not going to be a conscious decision that she makes. Migus are always a conscious decision. Believe me, with Taina A, because I could have said Taina B. So I must be telling the truth. But here, says Tosva, says the Ritva, you know, how could you say migu? Mali l'shaker is the code words for usual migu. How can you say this is a migu that since I could have said something else, believe me with this case. Here, the whole shash is bididami, that she might say things without really focusing. She's going to estimate. So Tosfos, let's do the Ritva. The Ritva is a little more clear. Tosfos explains it a little bit on Kufiyat Adam Abayis. But the Ritva here says this is not a usual migu. The Gemara here uses the words mali l'shaker, which is usually code word for migu, but this is not a usual case. Avavadei ze lashon mush'alhu. This is a similar kind of thing to migu. Meaning what? Mipnei she'ilu shaska haisa ne'emenes. Had she not said anything, it would have been better for her. So the fact that she supplied information, you know what? Why is she giving more information? It must be that she's telling the truth. It's not a real migu that, believe me, because I consciously could have said another taina. But it's just that because she's giving us more information, anu omrim malo lahachnas atzma, nichala tvei b'shtika. And it says in Pirkei Avos, l'matzasi guf tov yosem mishtika. So elavade, it must be, because she volunteered all this information, it must be, betom levava amrakein. It must be that she's saying it betmimus. B'reishi yodas pa'atzma, shahaya hadavar kein. So it's not a normal case of migu, but it's just a case of, you know what, she supplied this information, so it must be she's telling the truth. That's the question of the Gemara. So again, the question is, if she told us that there was war in the world, is that any different than just knowing that there's war in the world? So Tashma, says the Gemara. Ishinu aleinu bayis, ishinu aleinu ma'ara. If the woman comes to Bezin and says, the house that we were in went up in smoke, from the word Ashan. Ishinu aleinu ma'ara, or the cave that we were in, right? Smoked him out of the caves. Ishinu aleinu ma'ara, the cave that we were in was in smoke. Who made ani salti? He died. I got out, Baruch Hashem. But he died in the house. He died in the cave. Eina ne'emenes. She is not believed. Says the Gemara, isn't this like a case of Melchama? Of case Machzik b'Melchama. She comes to Bezin and she creates the situation. She says, look, I was in a burning house with my husband. I was in war. Right? She's the one that creates it and says, Eina ne'emenes. So isn't this a proof that so too, if she says there's war in the world, she should not be ne'emenes? Says the Gemara, no raya. That case might be different. Shiny hasam, there's different. Da amar la ki hecha de lididachis rachish nisa, lididinamis rachish nisa. Bezek could say, no, they'll say to her, what do you mean? Just like you got out somehow miraculously, maybe your husband got out miraculously. And again, there is a chash b'dadami. That's not a regular case. There's no raya to what would you say about the case of Milchama. No raya. Interesting, it says, ishinu aleinu. We were in smoke in the house. What if she just says, my husband was in a smoky house? My husband was in a smoky house. The Bach says, that's the Eretz Chiddush of the Gemara. The Bach in Siman Yuzayin says, you might have said that if she was in the house with him, we should believe her. She was in the house? So she must have seen what happened. But says the Bach, no, that the Eretz Chiddush is that even if Ishinu, not just Ashan Alav, Ishinu, even if we were in the house together, says the Bach in Siman Yudzayin, still we say she is not believed. And Amenas, because we say maybe miracles happened. I saw a quote of a Shiloh that was asked to the Netziv. I looked it up and it wasn't in that Mukher, so I don't know exactly where this is. Somewhere in the Hemek Shelo or the it's Tshuva Sefer. He says, the Hemek Shelo Nishal, the Netziv was asked, Odos Eid Echad, there was an aide that saw a train crash. You see, they had some trains in those days. Sheheish shahaisa hisnagshus rakavot. V'hit potseitz dut hakitur v'nidla kakaron. There was a huge explosion. V'hit dleika haisa gedola ma'od. The huge fire could be seen for miles. V'nira kadureish l'marachah gad she'ief she'inasa misham shum adam. Nobody got out. Nobody got out. And there was an eight echa that saw this. And the eight testify that your husband must have died. So the Nitziv discussed whether that's good enough. Again, this came up on 9/11 also, but is that good enough? So the Nitziv discussed that's less than Ishinu. Ishinu, you got to be in the house, and even there, it's not Naaman. So here, who knows? Okay, so you saw it from far away, big explosion. Who knows? You didn't see anything. Is that good enough? Do you have to be inside? You know, is it an issue of time that once you see the explosion, people might have left before they saw anybody walk out hours later? So again, that is an interesting discussion, whether it's dafka, even inside, you wouldn't be Naaman. Do we say but the dummy... The B'dami by the Isha, is it the same by Eid Echad? We're going to get to it in a few lines. The Gemara is going to talk about it. Yeah.
It sounds like the one being in the house is worse, because we see that you got out, so how do you know you didn't get out?
So you want to say maybe it's even worse if she's in the house. Because if you were in and you got out, surely maybe there's a chance for somebody else. So again, it's better and worse. It's better in that you were in the house and you might have seen him die, or you were in the house and you still got out. Right, so the Nitziv discusses, again, I don't know where this story is, but it's either in Hemek, I have to look in the Maftechas, in the Hemek Shelo or in the Mesh of Dover. Okay, so the Gemara, though, says, no raya to the case of Melchama. Tashma, so the Gemara continues on line 7 or so. Naftolino of the Kachavim, Naftolino listim. So again, the woman comes to Bezdin and creates the situation. You know, we were attacked by pirates. And who mays v'nit salti? And my husband, they killed my husband, but I was saved. Says the Mishnah, says the Brisa, Naamanis. So in this case, she is Naamanis. So maybe this is a ride the other way. This is like Melchama. She created the situation in Bezdin. She said, this is what the situation, and my husband died. So too, maybe we should say in wartime. If she says there was war, she would be Naamanis. And again, the Gemara says, no, Ryan, maybe that case is different. Hasam kidder of Edi, Damer of Edi, Isha Klezaina Aleha. No, maybe it's like Rav Edi. Rav Edi says that in a woman is different than a man. Klezaina Aleha. What does that mean? Literally, her weapons are with her. Klezaina Aleha. That's a machlokas, Rashi and Tosas and Avodah Zarah. Right, Avodah Zarah Chafei, that's what the other Gemara is. What does that mean? Rashi says, if a woman is captured, there's more of a chance that the captors will want to live with her than to kill her. And therefore, even if her husband died, then she's telling the truth. So that's one, but Rashi says. So therefore, that's why she's dafka Naaman is there, because they're not interested in killing her. Tosfos says, what's more general? No, women, they have more rachmanis on women. Right? Men, they're not the fighters. Men are the fighters. So it's machlokas. Rashi and Tosfos there, exactly what is Isha Klezaina Aleha. I saw one of the achronim say, nafkamina between Rashi and Tosfos is, what if you have an Isha Zakena? A very elderly woman. So they're not interested in the Bia, but maybe they have even more rachmanis on her. So that might be enough kamina between Isha Klezaina Aleha. What type of Isha do we say? Okay, Rashi and Tosfos in Maseches Avodah Zarah. Either way, it's not a raya to our case, so it's a b'ay d'lo ifshita. There's no answer given in the Gemara to the case of Hechzika hi milcham. Hahu gavra de b'shil hi lule isli nura beganani. One time there was a man that was getting married, and Rachmana Laslan, at the end of his wedding house started going up in smoke. Amr Lahu Debisu, his wife was outside, she sees the scene, she starts screaming, Chazuk Avray, Chazuk Avray, do you see my husband in there? My husband's in there, do you see what's going on? Osu Chazuk Avray, Charuchi Deshadi, they went and they searched, and they found a charred corpse, Vishpasta Diyada Deshadi, they also saw a severed hand, also strewn to the side. Sava Rav Chiya bar Avin lemeimar. Rav Chiya bar Avin thought to say, "Hainu ishinu aleinu bayis ishinu aleinu mara." This is the same as we had before, where the woman came and said, "You know, we were in the smoky house together, and he died. I got out, and she was not Naaman." So to hear, maybe she is not going to be Naaman. They say, "My husband's in there." She's not going to be believed, because in both cases there's a fire. She testifies, and we shouldn't believe her. Rava says one thing, there's a big difference. Me dummy. Hasam lo ka'amra chazuk avray chazuk avray. Number one, there, in that case, we didn't have the scene in front of us that she's screaming, my husband's in there. She says it's more visually right in front of us. The Oda, number two, there's evidence. You found the body. The ode, Gavra Charucha the Shadi, Upasa the other the Shadia. You found the corpse, you found the hand. So it's much different. So here there's more reason to believe her in that case. One second. Rav Chiya bar Avin, what was he thinking? To say the cases are comparable? Ah, you found the body. You found the body. So what more evidence could you have? So number one, so says the Gemara, no, she didn't identify the body. She didn't specifically say, this is my husband. You didn't check the dental records, right? So what did it say? Gavra charucha d'shadi ema inish achrina asala tzulei v'chalti nura. Maybe this is the body of somebody else who tried to go in and save, right? Maybe this is the body of one of the ones who tried to save. Upasa d'yada d'shadi. What about the hand? Doesn't that show that he's dead? No. Nura itzlei. Maybe a fire caught hold of him. V'isil be muma. And something happened to his hand. And now he's all embarrassed how he looks. Right, he's an amputee. Umach was kisuf azav aragla alma, and he was embarrassed. He ran away. So therefore, this is no raya. There's no dafka raya, even though it seems like very circumstantial. You know, is this enough? But it comes edus isha. We have low standards, but at the same time, we have very high standards. Let me just read you the lashon. Rabbi Yosef Engel here in the Gilyon Yashas quotes from one of the Achronim. He says, "Af agav de muchacha milsa tuva delav inish achrinahu." Even though, come on. We didn't see anybody else go in. Even though it's pretty clear, circumstantial, that there's nobody else there. This isn't somebody else. Vahavi kmo miut. Umiuta de miuta. It's such a small percentage. Vahavi kmo vadai vesafek vesveksveka. Somebody said, this is almost positive. Afilu hachi machmarina. We're still machmer. We're talking about marrying off a woman who had mamzerim issues, and there's so many chashos. So you're right, it's almost positive, but we do have some standards. There's got to be a re'iyah. By anybody. By a katan, by an evid, by an isha, by somebody. But there's got to be a re'iyah, even though it's very circumstantial. V'lo sharinan, and he itza. V'atam de lo sharinan shum isha, el emkin shi hi idu edib sharu vade meis b'li gimu gumu pikbuk. Again, this came up. This comes up, throughout the ages. Comes up in World War II. A lot of aguna shailas in World War II. You know, there was no re'iyah there. So we needed Rav Moshe and other Gedolei HaPoskim to help us out after World War II and after 9/11. What about DNA evidence? What about DNA? How much does DNA have status in Adis? Again, this is all what the post can discuss, but all the Gemaras for those issues are right here at the end of Yivamas.
What was the purpose of bringing in the hand? It almost seems like there's a body and there's an extra hand.
That was the story.
But the fact that the hand...
The hand... So again, the Rishonim discussed, I didn't go into it. Was it the hand of...
another person?
Right. Was it the hand of the other person? At the beginning, what did the Gemara think? Because then it says maybe he ran away because maybe he got a mum. Right, exactly. If there's an extra hand, maybe that makes it worse because obviously.
Right.
So that's why it's. But the Rishon discussed why the hand is brought in. Okay, so the Gemara never answered the question of Hechzikahi Milchama Ba'ola. Next question. Ibai Lahu. This is what Rav Binun asked before. Id Echad Bimilchama Mahu. We just said that a woman is not believed in wartime because we're choshesh that she is going to estimate and say, you know what, my husband must have died. Everybody else died. Do we have the chshem shash by an eid echad? Taima to eid echad, we mentioned before, that an eid echad, the beginning of Ha'isha Rabbah, right, back on Pezayin, right, an eid echad is believed. Mishumi b'kod, mitoch chomer shechmarta basofa, hekalta b'tchilasa. Remember that line? Peches van Aleph, that because we have so many chomers, at the end, if her husband comes back, no ksuba, no mazonos, no peiros, she loses everything. So because we have so many chumras at the end, we're pretty sure that she's going to be very, very careful before she gets remarried. Daiko mintsava. What's the ikker point of that na'amanis? The eid echad comes and she checks out. What's the ikker? Taima to eid echad mehem, and what's the ikker reason why the eid echad is believed? Mishim de milsa davidi legluyehu lo mashaker, hachanami lo mashaker, because an eid echad is believed by something that he could be found out afterwards. If it's something that nobody ever is going to find out, so he might lie. But the husband might walk in any day. So is that the reason that he has a ne'emanus? Because he's not going to lie about the husband, that the husband died, if the husband could walk in. So then, here too by Mechamish, make no difference. If the ikr is the ne'emanus of the eid echad, so it should make no difference. O Dilma, time of the eid echad, mishud higufa daiko mintsava. Or do we say the ikr reason for the eid echad is that he starts the ball rolling, but really the ikr is that she checks out. The hacha, we read the girsa on the side, lo daiko mintsava damar b'dadami. But here, obviously, it's wartime. It's wartime, so therefore she's not going to check out. She's just going to estimate. So the eid echad got the ball rolling, but really the ikker is her bedikos, and she's not going to do proper bedikos here. So that's the question. What do we say about an eid echad b'milchama? There is a major machlokas Rishonim here. What exactly did the Eid Echad say? Most Rishonim understand the Rif, the Ritva, the Raspa understand the Rif, as the Eid Echad came and said, Meis v'kevartiv. He died and I buried him. That's how the most Rishonim understand. That's what the Eid Echad said. That's the Shaila in the Gemara. And the Rashi, though, Rashi just says less than that. Rashi says, where's the Rashi, but 10 lines up, Ubay Eid Echad v'amar meis ba'alech. So Rishonim assume that Rashi is against that. Rashi says, no, the question is about meis. If you say kavartif, for sure he'd be believed. If you say, well, he died and I buried him, so then for sure. But the most reason, the Ritva, the Rashba, and others say that he has to say kavartiv. If he didn't say kavartiv, this is your question, if the Eid Echad does not say kavartiv, then the Eid Echad would also have a chash b'dadami. Would only women have b'dadami? That they would estimate, and the Eid Echad would also estimate. If he said, I buried him, okay, fine. But if he didn't say, I buried him, the Rif has a lashon, even two Eidim wouldn't be believed. Even if two Eidim would come, b'shas mulchama, and say, you know, your husband died, we might say b'dadami by two Eidim too. That's the lashon of the Rif. At the end of discussion, I'll just read you the lashon. Afilu trei sadi lo samchinan alayhu. V'kol shekein eyechado isha chayshina dilma umdin daita kam sadi v'chein hilchasa. That's a huge chiddush. The Ritva says even two Eidim. That's why the Ritva likes Rashi, which is just mace. Again, two Eidim we assume are believed. There's a big discussion. Why do we believe two Eidim? Is that generally because we think they're going to be better? Two Eidim could also be lying. Why not three? Api shlosh Eidim. Maybe why did the Torah demand three? There's a lashon of the Rambam in Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah. Unusual place where you would think it is. The Rambam writes at the end of Perek Zion, where the Rambam is saying why you have to believe a Navi. How do you know the Navi is telling the truth? How do you know? So the Rambam says, you don't know for sure. But says the Rambam, Hova Adam Gadolhu V'chacham V'roi L'Navua Ma'amidim Oso Aches Kaso Shebekachlet Tavinu. You have that Sivui to believe the Navi. Kimoshen It's Tavinu Adin Al Pishnei Edim Ksherim. Just like you have to believe two Edim. V'yava Bishe Efsha Sheheidu B'Sheker. Even though they might be lying, two Eidim also might be lying. It's an amazing Rambam. Even though two Eidim also might, you might say, what do you mean? Two Eidim will never lie. No, the Rambam would say, even though they might be lying, Ho v'ksherim heim atzleinu ma'amidin otzon al-kashrusan. V'dvarim elu, uchayotzi behen, ne'amar ha'nisaros l'ashem al-akeinu v'aniglas l'anav aneinu, etc. Right? Kadosh Baruch Hu will take care. Says the Rambam, it's not so clear that the two Eidim will always be telling the truth, but that's not lacha. It's Eretz HaKosev, you have to believe them. So too, that the Ritva doesn't like the Rif. The Rif says even two Eidim, Mian HaVachash B'Dadami. That's why he says the whole issue here is they say Mesu Kvartiv. It has to be a Kvartiv, but Rashi doesn't seem to say that. Okay? Okay, right. In Lodavar Sov. That's why you have to say B'Shas Melchama. You don't rely on those types of, that type of testimony. Okay, so that's the Machlokas we're showing him what the Kasha is here. B'shas Melchama Mitaso would be Neman, according to most, right? Right, Kvartiv might be like Mitaso. Oh, Kvartiv is worse than Mitaso, according to the Rif. Right, because Kvartiv is still a Shaila, even though Mitaso would be believed. But the other Rishonim might say, no, Kvartiv is just like Mesal Mitaso. Okay, so what do we say? So what do we say about Eid Echad B'shas Melchama? So Amar Rabbi Bar Chama, Tashma. Amar Rabbi Akiva, so let's try to prove it. Rabbi Akiva said, "Kshiratz Nahar Da'a Abar Hashana." When I went down to Nahar Da'a, which was in Bavel, to be Ma'abar the Shana. One second, isn't Ibra Hashana only in Eretz Yisrael? What do you mean went down to Nahar Da'a to be Ma'abar the Shana? Stosva says, "Dimaskal Amar." No, we know the rule from the end of Maseches Brachas. If the greatest authority is in Chutz Laaretz, he can do it. Right? Lo Hiniach Kamoso B'Chutz Laaretz. Rabbi Akiva, lo niyak kamosu b'Eretz Yisrael. I'm sorry, lo niyak kamosu b'Eretz Yisrael. Lakacha yochal aber shana b'chutz laaretz. That's why he went. He went out of Eretz Yisrael because that's why he was allowed to do it, even though he was outside of Eretz Yisrael because lo hiniach kamosa. Then he quotes a question on the second wide line, Miyukasha Lari, because in Sanhedrin it seems to say that there were gedolim. In other cases, there were gedolim that were in Eretz Yisrael, and so they did it in Chutz Laaretz, and Tosfos has to come and say, maybe it's Lav Dafka, they did it. They just thought about it. They were Mechashiv it. Tosfos even proves it. In Yonah D'Yoma, Tosfos says, it must be that they didn't really do Ibra Shana there, because that was a Shvius year. And we know, we try not to be Ma'abra the Shana during a Shvius year. That's Tosfos' Raya, that case in Sanhedrin must not have been literal. Even though this year is an Ibra year, and it's a Shvita year. We mentioned, it's a very unusual. Right, because the Rambam says, year a leaf, B'mankam Tzorach, they do it. this year is Tavshin Samaches, Shemitah, and it's two others. But that is Tosa's question. There is a Rabbi Chanan, the Kovet Shirman of Baba Basra says, maybe the rule of not doing it in Eretz Yisrael is only when you're doing something on the unusual halachos of Iber Hashanah and Kiddush HaCholosh only apply in Eretz Yisrael. But if you're just doing normal, regular, being Ma'aber, so then it could apply even outside of Eretz Yisrael. Here's his Lashon in Baba Basra, Ration and Base. The Had that Tzarach Eretz Yisrael who rak le'in ha'chidish she'chid she'tar v'kiddush ha'chodesh atem afilu shogin afilu mezidin avalim ibru kedin v'lo shinu min ha'mesoris kasha gam b'chutz la'aretz. He says that's how I can answer Tosis's kasha. Right? Even if you don't have to come on to say they weren't really being ma'aber, but says the Rabbi Chanan, the only chidish of Eretz Yisrael is only the special halachos of kiddush ha'chodesh and ibru hashana. But if you're just doing it the normal, regular ibur and kiddush, that could even be done in a chutz la'aretz. Okay, that's all a side point as we get back to the story. We're trying to prove Eid Echad. Eid Echad b'milchama. So Rabbi Kiva says, when I went down to Naradot b'marba the shana, matzasi Nechemya ish beis d'li, I met Nechemya, this man, the Amar li, and he said to me, shamati shi masinas ish b'eretz Yisrael, al pi Eid Echad, el Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba. I heard, says Nechemya to Rabbi Akiva, that there's only one rabbi in all of Israel, in all of Eretz Yisrael, that allows a woman to get married again based on the testimony of one aid. V'namti lo kein advarim. And Rabbi Akiva says, and I told him, you're right, he's the only one. Amar li, so Nechemya continued telling me, Amar lo, you go back to Eretz Yisrael and you tell the Rabbanan there, Mishmi atem yodim, I know, Hamadina azu mishubeshes begayasos. This country that I'm in Nahada now, the caravans are all Meshubash. It's a dangerous area. Kabakubani Rugamliel Azakin. I have a Mesor from Rabbi Gamliel, Shemasina Isha Apied Echad. Only one rabbi does it there? I'm telling you that the previous generation, Rabbi Gamliel Azakin, he always used to do it. You tell them that that's the halacha. End of the story. So now the Gemara says, what reason did he say this country, the caravans are all, it's all dangerous? Why did he add that information in? Lav, isn't it that he was saying the following? Even though this Medina is Mishubeshes and it's wartime, didn't he mean to say there that is wartime and still Eid Echad is believed? So don't we have a raya? That we have a case of war and Eid Echad is believed. Isn't that a raya? So Amar Rava says no raya. If it's true that he's saying an issue of, he's bringing up Gayasos Mishubashos because of wartime, so Maishna Medina Zu, why does he say this Medina has this problem? He should say a general rule. He should say, any country that has problems of war, so then the Eid Echad would be believed. Why does he say this Medina? He must be saying something different. Ella Amar Rava, this is what he meant to say. Hachi Ka Amar. Nechemya told Rabbi Akiva, "Atem yodim she medina zu mishubeshes b'gayasos v'lo efshar li l'mishpach in shibesi u'maisi kamir rabbanan." He's just giving an excuse why he himself can't go to Eretz Yisrael. I'm sorry, the gayasos, the caravan, dangerous out there. Therefore, I can't go myself. Nothing to do with war. Nothing to do with war. There's no raya. Kabu kubani mirav gamliel shemasina roisha p'ed echad. Right. So tell them that Rabbi Gamliel allowed testimony of an Eid Echad, but this story has nothing to do with Eid Echad b'melchama. No raya. Period. Okay. So we try again. Tashma. Four lines from the bottom. Ma'isa b'shei tabidei chachamim shayuban im Abba Yosi ben Simai b'svina. There were three rabbis on a boat. The tava, and the boat capsized, and they all drowned. Vihisi, or they think they drowned. Vihisi Rebbe ibn Shosean apinashim. And Rebbe relied on women's testimony of the boat going down to marry off the wives of these rabbis. So says the Gemara. Vahamayim ke melchamadamu. Water, like drowning, is also similar to a case of melchama, where people, it's a dangerous situation, people might not see exactly death, and yet they would estimate. V'nashim afilu meya ke'ed echadamu, and he relied on women's testimony. Women are psulim just like Eid Echad is pasul. So women are just like Eid Echad. Water is just like war. And what do we just say here? Women by water would be believed. So it must be Eid Echad by Muhammad would be believed. V'ketani hisi, right? So don't we have a raya? Again, women and water, in the case of the drowning, is just like, assumes the Gemara, in Eid Echad b'shas Mulchama, and therefore we should say, this is a raya that in Eid Echad b'Mulchama would be believed. So the Gemara said, one in second, v'tisbara, is this logical? Think about the case. Mayim she'en lam sofninu. We're going to talk about this later on in the Masechta. The case here is Mayim She'en Lahem Sof, which means water without an end. If you have water, and you have a body of water, and you can see all the land on all the sides of the water, that's called Mayim She'esh Lahem Sof. It has an end, and you can know if the person made it out alive on all the different sides of the water. You could check. Mayim She'en Lahem Sof means it's water, it goes till infinity. Not till infinity, but it goes miles and miles and miles. You have no idea if the person made it to the other side, wherever the water ends. It's Ein Lahem Sof. So you never believe anybody by Mayim She'en Lahem Sof. So this is Mayim She'en Lahem Sof. Mayim She'en Lahem Sof Ishtu Asura. So we must be lacking information about the case, because this is a case of water which Rebbe would never have let anybody get remarried based on this. So it must be that this case is different and it's not a raya. So what happened in that case? Why did Rebbe allow them to get remarried? Elahechi damri, this must be what happened. The amri askinu kaman, it must be the women came and said, the bodies of our husbands were brought up, the chazinu la'altar, we saw them for a moment, we identified them, the Ka'amri Simanim, and we found features on them that showed us that they were our husbands. So really, you didn't rely on the women in that case. You're relying on the Simanim in that case, the identifying features. And therefore, again, there's no raya. There's no raya to Eidechad B'Mochama. This was a unique case. This is a case where they actually saw their dead husbands. They saw their husbands, they identified them, and therefore, that's why Rebbe believed them. Sorry?
You think almost bakeri. You think that if you're in a lake, let's say, that you would know the fairish whether they came out or not, because it's very easy to determine if they came out.
If you see the other sides of the river, Yesh Lahem Sof, that's more of a reason to believe them, because you could see if they came out on the other side. Right.
It doesn't say that they buried them.
Right. It doesn't say they buried them, but I guess the identified features they picked that got them up for a moment and they saw and they identified them. Interesting. Tosfos here, yeah. The women were the witnesses saw it. Right. The women, okay, right. The women were the witnesses, not the wives. You're right. Right. The wives and the husband. It was women who saw it, and therefore he was matur to allow the wives to remarry. Tosfos here brings up the issue of Siman. When you hear Siman, you think Eilu Messias. Right here, Tosfos says, one second. There's a discussion of Simanim in the second paragraph of Metzia. Simanim d'orais or Simanim d'rabanim. What does that mean? If I find a lost object, and somebody comes to me and gives simanim for the item. So there's a machlokas there, whether simanim or daraisa, meaning mi daraisa, that's a raya, and I have to give it back to you. Or do we say, no, simanim, that's not daraisa, mi darabanan, we say, you know what, because you gave certain features, you know, I should give it back to you. So takana darabanan, because of hashavas aveda. That's a machlokas, whether simanim or daraisa or simanim or darabanan. In Maseches Bava Metzia, as the Tosfos says, in the middle of Tosfos v'Ka'amri, the first Tosfos of the Ka'amri, v'isimanim lav da'oraisa, if simanim not da'oraisa, how do you believe him here? So he's comparing the simanim here on the husband, on the man, and the simanim there. So it must be ayri hacha b'simanim muvhakim da'havi da'oraisa. Tosfos says, that whole machlokas over there Bava Metzia is by not 100% amazing simanim. It's by semi-clear simanim. That's what there's a machlokas. But everybody agrees that if there are simanim muvhakim given, that's a din d'oraisa. If somebody comes to you and says exactly what it looks like with the holes, with the rips, a simin muvuk, so that's a simin d'oraisa for sure, according to everybody. So Tosfos says, that's what must be going on here. According to the Man D'Amar of simanim lav d'oraisa, here must be talking about a case of simanim muvhakim. Oh, so that's the big shaila. It's DNA simanim muvhakim. So some posts say Rav Avadia has a number of tshuvas about it post 9/11 because they found a lot of DNA evidence. So he was mako, I think, with other snifim. I don't think he relied just on that, but with other snifim, he was mako on that. A question also: what about forgetting Eidus Isha, where we have lower standards? We could use DNA evidence in murder cases. Could use DNA evidence in other cases. That's going to be Sanhedrin is going to have to decide. Sanhedrin will decide. Rabbi Chanan has an important question also. Rabbi Chanan in Kovas Aris here, he says, what's Tosfos talking about? Simanim by Eidus Isha, Simanim by Hashavas Aveda, what are you comparing? Right? The rule is always in the Gemara. You don't compare Isura and Mamona. Lo Yafinan, Isura and Mamona. Mamona mi Isura, Lo Yafinan. Tosfos is bringing in Simanim by Hashavas Aveda, Simanim by Eidus Isha, people and objects. It's a big difference. Maybe there's nothing to do with each other. Simanim by Eidus Isha, nothing to do with Simanim here. So Rabbi Chanan has a beautiful formulation in Simen Ayin Gimel in Kovas Aretz. He says, no, he says, we're not comparing Yisur and Mamona here. or Mamona v'Isura. Simanim is an idea, is a raya, is a birur, and it has two applications. Simanim isn't specifically a din by Mamonis. There's a context of Mamonis, there's a context of Eidus Isha. Simanim is a din which has an application by Eidus Isha, an application by Hashavas Aveda. But that's fine. That's not Isur Mimona lo yafinan. He says the Lashon. He says, the etzem din Isur lo yafinan mimamon. Aval hacha anu donim im hasimanim mevarin es amaisa. Are simanim a good birur to what happened? So that has two applications. Possess Shapir Yikilamelech. The Kivan Shemasinu Shesomchen al Birur Aide Simani Mamon. Hu Adin Yishlusboch Alem BeIsser. You're not comparing Hashavas Aveda to Eidus Isha. You are using Simanim in one case as a Birur, just like it's a Birur here, it could be a Birur there. But both of them are really applications. Okay, let's continue. Second line. Hu Gavred Ifkit Shem Shemi Gavre Chavre. There was a man who gave sesame seeds to his friend to watch. He gave sesame seeds to his friend to watch. Amalei, and he came to him and says, Havli Shum, should we have my seeds back? So Amalei, Shakal Tenu, you took them back already. I gave them to you already. Ha v'ha, kein v'chein havi enu b'chavit rami. What do you mean? See the barrel over there? They're in there. And there's 4 pounds of it exactly right there. I didn't take it back. Amalei, didach shakal tenu. No, you took yours back. V'hani achrini nenu. Those are mine. Those are others. I filled it up again. Sovar, what does it have to do with us? Sovar, Rav Chizda l'meimah, Rav Chizda says, you know what? Hainu sheitam adei chachamim. This is exactly like the case of the Tamei Chachamim drowning. Just like there, they saw the bodies, and they said, oh, it must be that these are the men. We're not choshesh that other men were here and were switched. So too, the sesame seeds. It must be the same sesame seeds. V'lo amrinan hanach azu la'amal hanach rinininu. We don't say the sesame seeds were switched. Says the Gemara back, Amalei Rav, 1 second. Me dummy, how could you compare the cases? Hasam kari simanim. Over there, the women identified the men. Identified them. Hacha shum shmi my simanim islahu. What kind of simanim did they give the sesame seeds here? There was no simanim, so it could very well be that these were different. Utsaka amri kain v'kain havin. I didn't he say there was an exact amount? Isn't that like a simin? Emer chushman isrami. No, we can say it was a good guess. It's a good guess. Tosa says it must be that it was a number given that was like a normal amount that you put away. 4 pounds or whatever, like a dozen eggs. If he gives 6.246, that's a simon. If he gives the exact amount, that's an unusual amount. So it must be that he just had a good guess. Armalei, so now we generalize the case a little bit. Armalei, Markejiji Barav Chizla Ravashi, Umi Chashin and Shema Pinan, do we ever assume that things were removed? When you see something in a place, do we assume that something was removed and something else was put into it? V'hatznan. So we're saying by the sesame seeds, by the sesame case, we say it could very well be that these are different ones, and therefore mostly mechaber ol avaraya. So do we assume that? V'hatznan. But don't we have a mission in Meister Sheni? Matzah kliva kasav alav. If you find a jug, and on the jug it's written kuf. Says a kuf karban. It must be that in here is hektish money. Mem meiser dalitz. Dimua. If you find a dollar on it, it must be meduma. Right? You have truma and chulin mixed into each other. Tes tevel. Right, all these cases. Tough truma. So you see all the letters on here, you have to assume that what's in it is signified by the letter. Shebeshas ha-sakana ha-yukosin tough tachas truma. Because at the times of danger, they used to write tough tachas truma. They used to write one letter. The Tosfos Yanta by that Mishnah says, it means by all of them. By shas sakana, they didn't write any of these. They just wrote one letter out to signify what was in it. But what do you see from this Mishnah? That whatever's in there, you assume, is supposed to be in there. Nothing was changed. Why don't you assume that this tevel was taken out and something else was taken in? Right? So it must be that you assume things don't change. Amalei Ravina L'Ravashi V'lo Chashin Shem Apinan. But what do you mean? Is that really true? Look at the Seifa of the Mishnah. Ema Seifa. Rabbi Yossi Amar Afilu Masa Chavis V'Kasav Alei Truma Harei Ilu Chulin. Rabbi Yossi says the opposite. Even if you find the barrel and it says Truma on it, it's Chulin. You don't have to assume it's Truma. Shani Omer Eshtaket Havi Mali Truma Pina. You have to assume that maybe it was taken out. So ask the Gemara. So do you assume things were taken out if you find something in a place or not? So Ela Tekuli Alma Chashin Shem Apinan. So says the Gemara, you're right. Really, you always have to be worried that something was moved. In the case of the boat, you don't have to be worried because they identified them. But what's going on here? V'hacha, what's the machlokas in the Mishnah? V'hacha b'hakim iflaki. What's the machlokas here by the by the jugs. Mar Savar, Isa Dipino, Michmar Havi Kafar. The Tanakam holds, no. If you would have refilled it, you would have erased, you would have covered up the letters on the outside. The Idach and Rabbi Yosef says, no. Emer Ishchali Yishtili. Either, maybe he forgot to erase it. Inami Lafanche Shafke. Or he dafka left it there so people should think it's Truma. Or Tevel, so nobody takes from it. He wants people to think of it, but really, it is Chulin. Yeah. It's Vada. It's unbelievable, right? He says, Hare Elu Chulin, right? So that's what the Tosas Yeshanim asks. He says, it's Vada Chulin? It's Vada? Is that even a suffix? Unbelievable. That's not just a Shema. He's assuming it's Vadai. So he's saying, yeah, that's the Chiddush. They said, that's the Chiddush. And you go to Kula. He says, the Chumra is they have to take off Truma again from wherever this Truma was. That, it's a Kula and a Chumra. But he says, it's even a Vadai. Okay, period. Let's just start the next piece. Yitzchak Reish Galusa. Bar Achse de Rabibi Havikazel Mikurtava Las Pami Veshachim. Yitzchak, the Reish Galusa, the Tosas Rid said he wasn't really a Reish Galusa, that was just his name. Because if it was really the Reish Galusa, the next few lines of the Gemara wouldn't make sense. So it must be that that was his name. There was a man of Yitzchak Reish Galusa, the nephew of Rabibi, that was going from Kurtava and Haspamia, and he died. Shokul Mehasam. So they sent a letter from there. Yitzchak Reish Galusa, Bar Achse de Rabibi Havikazel Mikurtava Las Pami Veshachim. They sent a letter that said, so and so was traveling and he died. So Michai Shidon Letrei Yitzchak Olo, are we Choshesh for two of these types of people? We get a letter that so and so died. So maybe there's two people with that name in that place, traveling from place A to B. The nephew, the son of the sister of so and so. Are we Choshesh for that? Right? And we're talking about a case where we don't know of two people, you know, with that name living in that place. Because if we do, then obviously you have to be Choshesh. But do we have to worry about that? So Abaye Amar Chashidin, Rava Amar Lo Chashidin. Machlokas Abaye and Rava. Amar Abaye Minami. Now Abaye says, you have to be Choshesh. How do I know that you have to be Choshesh for two of people in the same name? Because of the following story. Dahuki, the Shachar Ben Arda, there was a get in Arda, it's found in Arda, the Kosev, and it was on the get it said, Besad Klon Yamasa, on the side of, next to the city Klonia, Ana, Andruloi Naharda. Patris Vesarchas Yasponis Insi, I, Andruloi from Naharda, I divorced my wife, Vesholch Avua de Shmuel Kamet Lekamed Rabbi Yehuda Nesia, and the father of Shmuel sent such a get to Rabbi Yehuda, Vesholch Le, and Rabbi Yehuda said, Tidar Naharda Kula, go check out Naharda, is anybody else with this name? So says Abaye, you see, you have to check it out. You have to rely, you can't assume that there's only one person with this name. But Rava Amar Rava said, no, that story is not a raya. Im Isa, if it's true, they have to check. Yivda kol olami boilei. Why only check in that place? Maybe there was a person here with that name that left, that traveled. Ein lo davar sof. If you have to always check. Ella, I, so why did he ask him to check? Mishum kvodo davu adishmuel hu deshalachachi. He just gave it for the covet of the questioner. He didn't want to say, oh, come on, what kind of question is this? Of course you don't have to check. He just gave him covet. Rashi quotes. Rashi said, "Mishum kvodo shlo hakziko kitoe v'shoal darish ein tzarech." Right? He didn't want to make him like think like he wasn't asking a good question. So that's why he did it. But really, you don't have to be choshesh. Interesting. In the art scroll Pirkei Avos on having metunim badin, it quotes the same idea that quotes someone from on the bottom that you should be careful even when you get a shayla, a rav should be very careful. And it quotes a story. Be patient. Don't push him off. And he quotes a story here from Rav Nissen Telushkin. Somebody once came to Rav Nissen Telushkin, a woman came on Erev Pesach in a huff and said, I forgot to put cinnamon into the charoses. Is it still okay? I didn't put the cinnamon in. So he looks at her and says, okay, 1 minute, goes over to the Shulchan Aruch, Hilchos Pesach, opens it up, flips around a little bit, looks in the Nosek Kelim Mishneh Brura, looks at it and tells her, it's okay. It's kosher. It's okay. Next year, try to make sure you get it. This year is okay. Having Matunim Badin. If it's not in the Shulchan Aruch, you got to make sure people realize it. People feel that it's a question. I also saw once of Shem the Chazanish. Somebody once came to the Chazanish and said, I have a small question for you. The Chazanish says, Ein Davar Katan Batorah. So this doesn't look like a small question. If you have a question, you have a question. It's got to be answered. So that's what exactly here. He says he did it for the covenant of Avodah Shmuel. He didn't want him to think that it wasn't a fair question. Okay, we'll stop here. And Hashem will continue. Just to announce, I think the people have been emailing me questions in the past. I think the email thing might have switched. It's not Rabbi Rosner at Sibay. I think it's Rav Rosner. They switched because there was something wrong with the email list. So if anybody wanted to email those questions, feel free to go to the shul website and find the place. Okay, agun.